This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
Hey guys, I'm so happy to have all of you here with me today. Today's episode is all about healing. Are you in pain? Have you ever even dealt with it? If not, then take this as your sign to finally embark on your own journey towards healing fully. Allow me to share with you the 5 ways to help you heal in the process. But before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, and my producer, Miko, for allowing me to share this inspiring episode to the rest of the world. Ready? Let's start the show.
A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself, and asking this question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and international best-selling author, Mike Sellis.
Hey guys, one thing that I know for sure is that nothing's permanent in this world, even the pain you're experiencing right now. Oh, okay, so I think I hit a nerve there. But hey, know that whatever you're going through, it's okay. We all go through rough times once in a while. May it be a result of a fight, a breakup, a disappointment, or any other thing that didn't go as planned and left us feeling hanging and hurting. However, allow me to tell you this. Whatever you're going through right now, that is only temporary. Someday, things will change. Someday, it'll all make sense. Someday, you'll learn. And someday, you'll grow. And definitely someday, you will heal. However, healing takes time. Until when, you may ask? I really don't know. Case-to-case basis, actually. So if you see yourself now in that space, in the process of your very own healing, then allow me to share with you the 5 ways you can help yourself heal. Number 1, it's all about being in the now. Holding on to your past hurts won't allow you to move on and forward. Choose to see the space you're in now differently. No sense of comparing, actually, as it's a totally new page. Choosing to heal means that you will allow yourself to surrender in the now and be 100% present to see it for what it is, not for what it could be or what it should have been. Number 2 on my list is stop creating baseless scenarios. Assuming a lot of things would only make everything worse, so stick with the facts. Allow the whole story to unfold in its time. Don't force it. Stop justifying all those that could have been with fictitious stories that emanate from your pain and not from actual experience.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Tip number 3 is all about becoming kinder to yourself. The least you need right now is to beat yourself up and blame yourself for everything that has happened. Nobody wanted that to happen. It's not entirely your fault. So let go of your excess baggage and focus on loving yourself more instead. Treat yourself with more compassion. Forgive yourself along the way. And do away with the notion that your life sucks because of one or two unfortunate events. It's definitely not like that. Moving on is about learning how to allow people to journey with you. While it's important to have your own me time, don't drive other people away who want to genuinely be there for you. Welcome them with open arms as you mindfully choose who deserves to share spaces with you. Never compare them with the ones you lost, because that will be totally unfair, not only to them, but to yourself as well. Don't deprive yourself of that opportunity to be loved and supported accordingly by people who really are close to your heart. Show genuine appreciation, because it's not easy to share one's hurt, and yet they see you deserving of that personal sacrifice of theirs. It's very rare to come across these type of people, so once you do, never let them go. Trust your instincts, listen to your heart, and allow beautiful new relationships to unfold. It's never too late, and it's never too soon. You just have to trust yourself, trust them, and the process as well. And lastly, it's all about expressing your emotions as they are. One of the biggest mistakes you can do as you heal is to hide how you really feel. Be true to yourself. Come from a space of honesty. It is very important to let your emotions flow so you get to process them better and understand them more. No matter how difficult it may be at the start, again, starting all over may be the hardest, but it's very important for you to recognize each and every emotion that you have so that you get to really feel them and hopefully accept them for what they are and what they're teaching you, because only then you'll be able to move on and forward from them. Remember, you cannot heal from what you're not fully aware of, so it's best for you to choose a safe space, wherever that may be, maybe at the comfort of your own room, amidst nature, at the beach, or you can be fully alone as you reflect and allow yourself to feel all those emotions responsibly. Meaning, you won't do anything bad that will allow you to hurt yourself or others in the process. It's just all about feeling and reflecting. I know at this point in time, you might be feeling a thing or two already in your space. So allow yourself to journey accordingly towards the healing that you've always needed and wanted. So now I invite you to close your eyes and reflect. What do I need to heal from? What is this pain inside me telling me right now? What do I need to learn? How can I jumpstart my healing journey? What's the next best step to moving on and forward pain-free? So whatever comes to your mind right now, whatever pain surfaces, and whatever feelings or emotions you may have, know that you're not alone. Because as you open your eyes, realize that this might be your sign to actually begin your own healing. Together with the rest of the world listening to this podcast right now, take your time, own your space. You will heal someday, because you're on your way to becoming your own hashtag best me ever. So there you have it, guys. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you like this episode, and don't forget to like and subscribe to my podcast. Now, for more details about my upcoming shows and programs, just visit www.coach-mikecellis.com or follow me on my social media pages. Again, if you haven't gotten my latest book, Hashtag Best Me Ever My Life Advice, a certified international bestseller in Amazon. Do get a copy now because it can help you change your life for the better. And once more, much like before, as we end every episode, know that wherever you are right now, whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, and whatever still awaits you, it's okay. Simply because you're on your way to become your own. Hashtag Best Me Ever. My name is Coach Mike Celis. Until then, bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. We're here for either. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.